Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
Pesachim daf kuf yud aleph. The Gemara says, Amrei Shlokish arbo dvarim ho'isa oison dome b'roishoy u'mischayev b'nafshay. There are four things that if a person does them, as Rashi and the Rashbam explain, these things cause a ruach ra, they cause the mazikim to affect the person, and therefore if the person does them, then he's acting irresponsibly, and he's mischayev b'nafshay, meaning he's responsible for the hezek that happens to himself. The first two are hanifna bein dekel l'koiso, a person who is nifna in between a dekel, a date tree and a koisel, a wall, v'ha'over bein shnei dekolim, and somebody who passes between two date palms. And we have to try and understand why these would be things that make a person vulnerable to koiches hatuma. Let's start with ha'over bein shnei dekolim. The Gemara says in Sukkah, daf lamed beiz med beiz, Tani Rabba Bar Mori Mishum Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Shtei tomorrow's yesh begay ben hinom. There are two tomorrow's, two date palms that are found in the valley of Ben Hinnom. V'oilo ashen mi beneihem, and smoke comes up from in between them. V'zehu sheshaninu tzinei harabazel ksheirois. That is what the Mishnah means in Sukkah when it talks about a lulav. What type of lulav is kosher and what type is pasul? And it says tzinei harabazel ksheirois is referring to these lulavim that come from those date palms. V'zu hi pischoshel gehenim. That is the opening, the entrance to gehenim. Why is it that the entrance to Gehenim is flanked by two tamarim, two dekolim, two date palms? The Gemara says in Sukkah, daf memheim et beiz. Over there, the Gemara is discussing the lulav, and it describes the tamar tree, the date palm, as being symbolic of Klal Yisrael. And it says over there, ma tamar ze ein loy ela lev echad, af Yisrael ein lahem ela lev echad lavim shebashamayim. Rashi explains that what that means, lev echad, is ke'ein moyach yeshboy. There is a substance inside the tamar that is similar to moyach. Moyach is the marrow that's inside bones. It means that there's a sap. There is a pneumius inside the tree. He says, it only has it in the Eitzo Emtzoi Hazokuf V'Oila, that goes upward, meaning the trunk of the tree is the only place where you will find this sap, and the other trees have it in the branches. Here, there are no branches that contain sap inside. Even the outer layers don't have that sap. Rather, the part of the tree that goes all the way up, that is the part that has the moyach, the sap, and nothing else. Lo b'chari yosav o michbedoysav. And this is a mashal for Klal Yisrael who have only lev echad la'aviyam shabashamayim. And that, of course, is the reason why the word for the lulav is lulav, which is the oisius loy lev. To it, there is a lev. Now, what do we mean when we refer to a lev echad la'aviyam shabashamayim? So we have to understand that very often when Chazal use the terminology lev, they mean it as a metaphor for the yetzer. L'moshel. And the pasuk in Kriyas Shema, "V'yahavta es Hashem lekecha b'chol levavcha," Chazal darshin, Rashi brings it down there, and the Gemara in Brachas makes his drasha, "B'chol levavcha" means b'shnei yitzarecha, with the yitzar toiv and the yitzar hara. And the fact that it says b'chol levavcha, the letter beis appears twice, shows us that we're referring to two levavos, the yitzar toiv and the yitzar hara. You see this as well in Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, when Avraham Avinu tells the Malachim v'sa'adu libchem, you should satiate your hearts. So the word libchem is written with one beis. Rashi says Amrav Chama, he brings from a medrash levavchem ein ksivkan. It doesn't say with a double beis; it just says libchem. Magid she'ein yitzar hara shoylet b'malachim. The yitzar hara is not shoylet on malachim. So you see again that the word lev is being used as a metaphor for the yetzer. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Samach Aleph Amar Aleph also shows us this yisoid, because the Gemara there is discussing different opinions as to what the yetzer hara looks like. And the Gemara explains either it looks like a chito or a zvuv, and he sits between the two miftachei halev. And then the Gemara says that there are two kloyos that give a person etzos, and the lev has to decide whether to listen to the kloyos. It says, achas yoyetzosoy l'toiva, v'achas yoyetzosoy l'ro, u'mistavr de toiva, which means that the Yetzer Hara is on the left side, the Yetzer Toiv is on the right side. Now, of course, in light of what we discussed on Daf Kuf Yud, that Shemayim was created with the Amin, and the Oretz was created with the Smoil, what this means is that there is a Shemayim and Oretz forces inside a person, and the Yetzer HaToiv is the drive of the Shemayim parts of the person. Every person is really an Olam Katan. He's made up of Shemayim and Oretz. This is, of course, why the Pasuk says in Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, Tzadik katamar yifroch. The tzadik will blossom and sprout like a tamar, like a date palm. This could be understood in light of the Gemara in Brachas Samach Aleph Amid Beis, where there the Gemara says, Tanya Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, Tzadikim Yetzer Toiv Shoifton, Shenemar V'libi Cholol Bekirbi. Like Rashi explains over there, V'libi Cholol Bekirbi, Yetzer Hara Hareu Kemes. It's like a cholol. He's like a corpse inside of me. Yesh B'yadi L'Koifoi. I can force him. The Gemara says over there, Rishoyim Yetzer Ra Shoifton, Shenemar No'um Peshel Arosha Bekerav Libi, Ain Pachet Alekim L'Neged Einov. Rishoyim are basically controlled by the Yetzer Hara. So what defines a tzaddik is somebody who is only guided by the Yetzer HaToiv. And since the metaphor of a tamar is something that has only lev echad, lavim shebashamayim, so the tzaddikim are ketamar yifrach. Now we already explained in our shir on Daf Kuf Yud as well, that the Rabbeinu B'chaye in Bereishis says that Gehenim and Machloikis was created on the second day because the first day is the day of Achdus. We call it Yom Echad. Vayi'er vayivok Yom Echad, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yochid Bo'olamai. Because it was possible on the first day of Bria Sa'olam to see the unity in the Bria. Masha'en Kain, once the second day was introduced, the concept of shnius began. The potential for things to appear as if they're not really fully united under the banner of Hashem Echad. The potential for things to seem not integrated into one large plan to increase Malchus Shemayim. And that was the day of divisiveness. That was the day that there was a division between Mayim Ha'olyonim and Mayim HaTachtonim. The first day in which things seemed to be separate, the Elyonim and the Tachtonim, the upper worlds and the lower worlds, the world of Shemayim and the world of Aretz. And that is why Gehenim is created on this day, because Gehenim is the eternal pain that one experiences as a result of having created a void in the Bria, having created a place through his Maisim Loitoivim, where it appears as if one could go keneged the Ratzon of Hashem. That's also why there's no Gehenim on Shabbos, because since, as we explained then, Shabbos is Raza de Echad, Shabbos is a day of Malchus, where everything comes together. The entire Bria, even the places in the Bria in which it appears that Hashem does not exist, is also Nizgala on Shabbos, that they become part of one large master plan. Hashem stepped back on Shabbos and was able to see the entire Bria in its totality. And it's then that the Bria achieved its full unity, and that's where we're going to have Lost and Love in Yom Shekulei Shabbos. Shabbos is Raza de Echad. That's why there's no Gehenim on Shabbos, because Gehenim is only the pain that's based on the illusion that the person created a place in which there was no Ratzon Hashem. But at the end of time, when there's going to be Yom Shekulei Shabbos, even those places are going to become clear that they're also part of Hashem's plan. Even the chatoim that a person did, and the oynish of the chet, like we explained, Yemincha Hashem Nadori Bakoyach, Yemincha Hashem Tiratz Oyev, there's going to be a giloy that kaviyachol, even the chatoim of the Rishoyim, was there in order to increase Malchus Shemayim. And this is the oymik behind what the Rabbeinu Bachya says over there, that Gehenim and Machloikis was created on the second day. Machloikis, he says, somebody who's a Baal Machloikis is Nidin B'Gehenim. Machloikis and Gehenim are all part of the same idea, because Machloikis is a person who creates Pirut. He creates fragmentization in the Bria. A perfect world is a world of harmony, a world of unity. A person who's out to create Machloikis, if it's a Machloikis Shaloi L'Shem Shamayim, then it's a Machloikis that separates and creates Pirut and a lack of unity in the Bria. And even though, in retrospect, after the Bria is finished, we could look back at the second day and see how the period was for the sake of ultimate harmony, ultimate unity, but at the time of the second day, it's not felt. And that's why it doesn't say the word kitoiv on the second day, but only on the third day when we feel the harmony that is created through the first and second days, that's when it says kitoiv twice to include the second day as well. We now understand why the only person ever to be swallowed up and brought straight into Gehenna was Korach, because what Korach stood for was the inyan of machloikis. As the Mishnah says in Perek Hey of Maseches Avos, "Kol machloikis shi l'shem shamayim soif l'hiskayim, v'she'enu al l'shem shamayim ein soif l'hiskayim." What do we mean by soif l'hiskayim? The Mishnah makes it sound like it's a positive thing for machloikis to exist. The answer is because machloikis l'shem shamayim is like the machloikis the Mishnah says of Hillel and Shammai, and that's soif l'hiskayim, which means that it's the type of machloikis which can ultimately contribute to harmony, because Shammai and Hillel, since they were both l'shem shamayim, each one may have had a different perspective, and there are different parts of the Bria, there are different parts of Torah which each one is supposed to play its own specific role, but all for the purpose of contributing to that one achdus. And therefore, the Gemara says in Yevamos, the end of the first perek, ha'emes v'ha'shalom ehavu, refers to Shammai and Hillel. Because machlokes shel shem shamayim, since each one is not trying to exclude the other from existence, rather each one is trying to actualize their own potential, so in the end they will complement each other, and the product will be one of complete harmony and unity. Masha'enkein machlokes sheloy l'shem shamayim is the machloikas of Korach v'chalad dosoi, which is not soifel iskayim, because it's not there to contribute to harmony. So he's noifel begehenim, he falls into the place which stands for fragmentization and lack of unity. And that's why we say in the Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, yispardu kol pa'alei oven. The inyan of pirud is shayach to anybody that tries to sin. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, daf lamed aleph, amed aleph, is talking about the different days of the week and the shir that the Levim used to say. And it says, v'sheni ma'hoyu oimrim godoil Hashem u'muhulo ma'oid al shem shechilek ma'isav u'malach aleihem. Yom sheni stands for chilek ma'isav, the beginning of the inyan of divisiveness in the Bria. And ultimately, that chiluk is eventually something that leads to malach aleihem, because when you bring together all the pratim, you see the true malchus, you see how everything blends together. So as we've already explained, the Beis HaMikdash is a place of Ahoya Mishkan Echad, it's a place of Achdus, of where Shemayim and Eretz come together, it's a place where you do see the complete unity, you're able to say the Shem Havaya by Siyosef, you say the Shem Yudke Vovke without changing it to Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. It's a place where a person can fully feel how everything in the Bria is part of the master plan of Hashem. The Levim were able to express how everything Gadol Hashem Umuhulo Ma'oid Al Shem Shechilik Ma'itzav Malach Aleim. And if you'll take a look through the Mizmar of the Yom Sheni, it continues talking about Yifei Noif Misois Kala Aretz. It's all about the Makam HaMikdash, because the Makam HaMikdash is a place in which we can experience this idea of Chilik Ma'itzav Malach Aleim. Who was the one that says that Mizmar of Gadol Hashem Umuhulo Ma'oid? It's Shir Mizmar Levnei Korach, because it's the Bnei Korach that came to this realization. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud, it says, it brings a Maisa, Rabbi Bar Bachana was walking in a place, and he met a certain Taya, an Arab, who said, I'm going to show you the place of the Blue Korach. And he showed him a certain hole in the ground where there was smoke coming out. And he said, what do you hear? He asked to listen to what they were saying. And it says that he heard them say, Moshe v'sayrosi emes v'hein v'adoyin. So going into Gehenim gave them the realization that their Mahalach was wrong. And that's why the Gemara says over there, B'nei Korach loy mesu, which the Rabbeinu says in the Gemara over there, Mokem nis batzerlem b'gehenim v'yoshvu olo v'amru shira. They were able to say Shira, and this is the Shira that they said. They were able to say Shira after they were Nichshol and Machloikis and Pirud, how everything is really part of the master plan of unity in the Bria. What's fascinating is that it's brought down in the Kisvei Ari that La'asid Lavoi, when everything will become clear, and we will have the realization that even the Pirud, the greatest Pirud, was really part of Hashem's plan in being Megala, his Malchus. In the Bria, Korach will have his Tikkun. And he says that Korach will be the Kohen Gadol La'asid Lavoi, and the Tikkun of Korach is Merumas in the Pasuk Tzadik Katamar Yifrach, which is Soif Tevis Korach. The end of the word Tzadik is Kuf, and the word Tamar is Reish, and the end of the word Yifrach is Ches. Korach is Merumas in the Soif Tevis of Tzadik Katamar Yifrach, because in the end of days, in the Soif, it will be in his Gala, how Korach also is really part of that Lev Echad Lavim Shabashamayim. It's just that we don't realize it at the time. Tzadik HaKoyen in many places mentions the fact that the Shivas Haminim in Eretz Yisrael are keneged the seven spheres from Chesed through Malchus. Those are the seven Midas that permeate all of creation and correspond to the 7 days of creation. Of course, the last Mida is the Mida of Malchus, because that's the Mida of Shabbos and that's the Mida of integration. The Mida of Malchus is where we see how all Pratim come together into one large Klal, and that they're all part of that great plan of Hashem Echad. And the last one of the Shivas Haminim is the Tamar. Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvash. Dvash is Dvash Tamarim. The Tamar symbolizes the idea of Malchus, because its message is one of unity, one of Lev Echad, Laviyam Shabashamayim. This is, of course, the reason why we take a lulav on Sukkis, because Sukkis is the Chag HaAsif. One of the main themes of Chag HaSukkis is one of integration and unity, bringing everything together. V'hoyu la'achodim b'yadi, you're supposed to be ma'ached, all the minim, all the different types of Jews. Kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshvu b'sukkos, everybody is tachas sukkah echas, which is reminiscent of what's going to be la'asid lavoi, when we're going to sit in the sukkahs oreh shel v'yason, and it's zecher la'anane ha'kovid, which was ma'ached all Yidin. And this is why the Gemara says in Sukkah daf lamed chesem bet aleph, he would do the nanuim with the lulav, and he would say Dein gira be'ene de sitna. Rashi says he was saying this is lechetz be'ene of shel satan. This is like we're piercing the eyes of the satan. Sheroya be'ene of shein bay koyach lenatek mi'aleinu oil mitzvahs. The satan sees using the lulav, we show the satan that is incapable of disconnecting us from the oil mitzvahs, because it's through the lulav that we're megala that we have lev echad lavinu shabashamayim. The Yetzer Hara is not in control of us. We are like the tzaddikim. We are like the tzaddik atomer yifrach, because ultimately we know v'amech kulam tzaddikim. Even the arava that doesn't have a tam v'reach is shown that he has something inside of him that is lev echad la'aviv shabashamayim. And of course, it's very appropriate that Rashi says that the way that we are victorious over the Satan during this time, using our ammunition of the lulav, is through what's called a chetz. Hariza lechetz be'ein of shel Satan. The giri be'ein is sitna, the arrows in the eyes of the Satan is merumez with the word chetz, and that's because chetz is usually a remez to the inyan of the ammunition that the Satan uses against us. Because chetz, aside from meaning an arrow, it also is begematria 98, and 98 is the number of the klolos shebemishta Torah. In the Teichacha, in Parshas Kisavai, there are 98 klolos, and that's really the Satan's ammunition against us as a result of our chatoim. And as Rashi says in Parshas Pinchas, in Perek Kavtes, Pasuk Yud Ches, that during the Yom Tov of Sukkis, we bring 98 sheep, 98 kvasim, because there's 14 kvasim that we bring every day, in 7 days, times 14 is 98. We bring the 98 kvasim because we get rid of the 98 klolos of Mishnah Torah. It says chitzai kolim vehein einum kolim. My chetz, my arrows get finished up, and heim einum kolim. Hashem doesn't destroy us. He only gets rid of the chitzim, of the 98 klolos that he has. Of course, like the Avnei Nezer says, brought down in the Shem Yishmul, that the Yom Tov of Sukkos, which is the Zman Simchaseinu, Simcha has the koyach to be mizgaber over the 98 klolos, which come as a result, like the Pasuk says, V'tachas asher lo yavartas Hashem lekecha b'simcha v'tuv leivav. And of course, this works very well with our theme, because the whole idea of lack of simcha comes when a person is torn between different forces. Ein simcha ka'ataras hasfekas. Suffek is something that tears a person apart. That's what the Maral says in many places, that simcha comes as a result of shlemus, of wholesomeness and harmony. Take a look at the Maral in Tiferes Yisrael, Perek Lamed, when he talks about the simcha chasam v'kala, he says that simcha is roi in a place where there is a metzias shalem, when you have shlemus. A person who's not shalim is shari b'lay isha, is shari b'lay simcha. That's why the ikar simcha and sukkis was the smachtum of tnei Hashem lekechem. We were sameach 7 days with the lulav in the makam hamikdash, because the makam hamikdash is a place of simcha, because there's shlemus there, as we've explained, that the makam hamikdash is a place of unity and harmony. And of course, the lulav is that message, v'hoyu la'achadim b'yadi, yad is b'gematria 14, and when you take the lulav 7 days, and you 7 days times the 14, which is the gematria of yad, you have the 98, because the shlemus of the person's yad leads to his victory over the Satan, and that's why we don't have any fear of the Satan and of Gehenim. As we know, the gematria of the word Gehenim, Gimel, Hey, Nun, Mem, is 98. So perhaps we could say that the Pischa Shel Gehenim, the entrance to Gehenim, is dafka a place that is situated between two Dekalim. Since the whole message of a Dekel is the message of unity, Lev Echel Avim Shebashamayim, and the reason why we take one Lulav is in order to connect to the part of our personality that is only one lev and is not two levavos. There's no shnei yitzarecha, there's only va'amech kulam tzadikim, tzadikim yetzer toiv shoifton. And the moment a person has two levavos, we saw that the Gemara in Bracha says that that is the place where he internally can allow the yetzer hara to seduce him to sin. So just like the internal Pesach to Gehenim is the existence of two levavos tearing him in two different directions, so too, geographically speaking, the Pesach of Gehenim has to be in between two Dekalim. Two Dekalim juxtaposed next to each other is the antithesis of the concept of Lev Echad Lavim Shebashamayim. We now understand why a person who's Oiver, Bein, Shnei Dekalim is leaving himself susceptible to the Koichas Hara, to the Mazikin, because that is also a place where there is Shnius in the Bria, lack of Achdus, and that's where the Mazikin are Yoinik their Chias from. Let us now try to understand what the Gemara means by Hanifna Bein Dekel Lekoisel in light of what we just discussed. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Lametesimet Aleph, and Amgusha is a mechashif, as Rashi explains over there. And this mechashif, a person who knew kishif, said to Amemer, "Mipalgach li'ilo'i dehormiz." From half of your body and upward belongs to hormiz, mipalga del tatoi, from half of your body and downward de ahormiz. That's the way Rashi is goyris, which means Rashi explains that the Amgusha was claiming that the upper half of the body is shayach to hormiz, who is a shade by the name of hormiz, by Lilsa in Gemara Bava Basra talks about him. And the lower part of the body belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tosfos brings down that the Rabbeinu Tam held it was the exact opposite. The first one, the Palga Le'iloi, belonged to Hormiz, which is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ifra Hormiz. And the bottom part of the body belonged to Hormin, which is a shade. Amema responded by saying that if that's true, Imkain, Heichi Shavak Le'ahormiz Le'hormiz Lavure Maya Ba'are. Since all the food a person eats goes through his mouth, and then it passes through the rest of the body, and the psoilus gets dispensed through the lower part of the body, how is it that the one who's in charge of the upper part of the body allows for the one that's in charge of the lower part of the body to pass things through his domain? The Vilna Gaon, in his explanation of the Agadat and Baba Basra of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, in Perek HaMoicher Peirus, explains that what the Amgusha was saying was as follows. The Goyim had a philosophy that a person has different parts to him. He has, like we said before, there's Shemayim and Aretz inside a person. A person has a higher intelligence than the rest of the Balei Chayim. A person has thought, he has a lev. He has the upper part of his body, which has speech. All of the more godly functions of a person are in the upper part of the body. And those, at least according to the way Tosfos learns, are seen as part of the domain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, they understood that the lower part of the person's body, the person's animalistic drives and instincts, could not be shayach to Kedusha, did not belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather they belong to the world of the Shadim, of the Mazikim, of Hormin. And, says the Vilna Gaon, nothing could be further from the truth. The person is, like we explained, is like the Beis HaMikdash. There is Elyonim and Tachtonim in the person, and the purpose of Avodas Hashem is to unite the two. And even that separation, the birur of the toiv from the ra, that takes place when a person is nifne, when he separates the parts of the food that have nutrients and that are beneficial to the body from the parts that we see as psoilus, as waste, that's also something that we make a bracha on and is shayach to the world of Kedusha. As the Vilna Gaon says, the pasuk says, "V'hivdila aparoiches bein akodesh ubein kodesh akadoshim." The paroiches is meant to separate between the kodesh and the kodesh akadoshim. Kodesh akadoshim symbolizes the part of the person which is purely spiritual. That's kodesh akadoshim. The part of the person that's physical as well is called the kodesh. There has to be a separation, but all of it has to do with Kedusha. a person whose whole makeup is like a Beis HaMikdash, which brings together Shemayim and Aretz, will see every single part of the human experience as being part of Kvod Shemayim. The belief of an Amgusha, a person who's involved in Kishif, a person who's involved in the world of Shadim and the world of Shniris, the world of Pirud, that doesn't know of Ein Oid Movadoi, believes that a person, when he's involved in spiritual pursuits, when he's involved in Torah and Tefillah, in the intellectual parts of a person, then he's connected to the domain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when a person is involved in the mundane, then he's not part of the camp of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather is in the domain of the Shadim, the part of the Bria which is devoid, Kaviyachal, of Kedusha. When a person is nifna, he relieves himself in between a dekel and a koisel. Metaphorically speaking, what that means is that the person perceives himself and perceives an activity such as being nifna as being caught in between the dekel, which is the lev echad, as we explained before, la'aviv shabashamayim, and the koisel. A koisel symbolizes the separation between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't see the guf as something that he can elevate and connect through it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, he sees the guf as a separation. It's something that's shayach to the domain of the opposite of Kedusha. Such a person is also lacking the unity that he needs, and therefore he's susceptible to the mazikin, and it's mischayev benafshoy. The Gemara brings a brayse, Tanu Rabbanan, shloisha ein mematzin v'loy mismatzin. There are three things that a person should not allow to walk between two men, and also the man should not be over in between them. One of those things is an isha. The Gemara then says, v'i mematzin, if it happened that one passed in between two women, maita kante, what should he do? The Gemara says, amra papa niftach bekel v'nafsik bekel. He should say the psukim that begin, kel motziyame mitzrayim, and the next pasuk ends, ma po'al kel. Now it's important to point out that the Gemara in Hurriyus, on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, says, Asara dvarim koshim lelimud. There are 10 things that are koshim lelimud, which Rashi explains over there to mean that when a person does one of these 10 things, it makes it difficult for him to hear things in learning. Included in that list is ha'oiver ben shtei noshim and ha'isha ha'iveres ben shnei anoshim. Now the Marsha over there points out that even though in Perek Ari Psachim, in our sugya, it lists other things, the Marsha explains that that's because our Gemara in Ari Psachim is talking about le'inyan sakanta, le'inyan sakana. It's simply dangerous for a person to pass between two noshim because of the danger from the mazikim. Masha'en came, the Gemara over there is talking about Kasha Lelimut. And the Marsha speaks out that the fact that our Gemara says that there's a takanta, there's something to do, you could say a pasuk that begins with kale and ends with kale, that's only something that helps le'inyan sakanta, le'inyan sakana, but legabe kasha lelimud, it's still going to be hard for this person to learn, no matter what he says, even if he utters the psukim that begin with kale and end with kale. So the Marsha obviously learns that the fact that it's kasha lelimud has got nothing to do with the mazikin that affect the person. There are two separate halachas. There's the sakana that they bring him, and then there's also the fact that it becomes kasha lelimud. But one doesn't have anything to do with the other, and the takana doesn't help for the limud. However, in the Shaul Tshuvas Salmas Chaim from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, he says that the takana of saying these psukim would help even le'inyin the kasha lelimud. So obviously, you see, he holds that the fact that it's kasha lelimud is a product of the same thing that sakana is a product of, which means that it's all because of the mazikin. Since the person doesn't want to necessarily say the psukim that begin with Hashem's name with kael and end with kael, if it's just a suffix, he doesn't want to be machri between the Marsha and Reb Chaim Zonnenfeld. So the Marsham says an eitzah that he could say the other pasuk that the Gemara says that begins with loy and ends in loy. The Gemara says, "Hani beitrei de matzaluhu isha nida." Two men are walking, and a woman who's a nida walks between them. Im tchilas nidasehi areges echa mehen. If it's in the beginning of her tkufa of nidus, then it kills one of the two people. Vim soifim nidasi meriva isabeinehem. And if it's at the end of her nidus, then it creates a fight, a meriva between the two men. The Vilna Gaon in Kol Al Yahu explains lefi this Gemara the reason why Esther HaMalka invited Haman to a mishta together with Achashverosh. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Tesvav Amud Beis, brings several reasons. And the Goyim says, if I would have been there, I would have said that there's another reason why she decided to invite him. Because the Gemara says in Tainus, Daf Choftes Amud Aleph, that one of the rules of the Malchus is that if they're Goyzer Gzeira, and one of the Yoyetzim dies, then they're Mevatel Gzeira. Now, Chazal say in Megillah, Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph, and the pasuk vatischalchal hamalka ma'od, that Esther became a nida. Therefore, she said she'll invite Haman to a party, and she'll be oiveres beinehem between Achashverosh and Haman. And therefore, Mimonavshach. According to our Gemara, one of two things is going to happen. If it's the beginning of the Nidus, so then one of them is going to die. And if one of them dies, then the Gzeira is going to be in his battle. If it's the end of the Nidus, then there's going to be a fight between them, and the Gzeira is going to be in his battle, because Achashverosh and Haman will be in a Meriva. The Gemara says that if you meet a woman when she's coming out of Tfilas Mitzvah, Haimanda Paga Itz Be'itza Be'idna Desalka Tfilas Mitzvah, Iihu Kadimu Mishamish, if he's Mishamish B'tosei first, then Achdalele Didei Ruach Zenunim, a Ruach Zenunim will hold on to him. It means a Ruach of Taiva. And if she's the first one to be Mishamash B'tosa, then Achdalele Dida Ruach Zenunim, and the Gemara gives a Takana that you should say the Pasuk, Shoifech Buz, Al Nadivim Vayasei B'soyu Loi Dorach. Toisfis and Afkuf Yuram and Aleph asks a kashan, Dibur Maschal Haiman asks on this Gemara from the Gemara in Brachis, Daf Chof Mebeis. Over there it says Rabbi Yochanan used to sit on the Shari Tefillah, in the place where the women used to come out from being Toivlois, the Tefillah's Mitzvah, Kihechi, the Yaldan Zara, Kavosei, in order they should look at him. And since Rabbi Yochanan was an extremely handsome looking person, so they would have children that were pretty, that looked nice, like Rabbi Yochanan. So Tosfos says, how do we reconcile that Gemara with what we learned over here? Tosfos offers a few answers. Number one, Tosfos says that our Gemara is talking about where Yupaga Be'ez Sha'olam and Amayim. He meets the woman as she's coming out of the water. Rabbi Yochanan Ashari Tvila Yosef. He was sitting Ashari Tvila, which is not immediately after they came out of the water. Inami, Tosfos says, Hasam Yosef Hacha Paga. Our Gemara is talking about where you meet up with the woman, and Rabbi Yochanan was just sitting there. Why does that make a difference? It's possible that the ruach of the zenunim comes when a person is met by a woman suddenly. Then it's misoyer his yetzer, because he's not prepared for it. But when a person's sitting there and it's not a sudden thing, then he doesn't have the same misoyeris of the yetzer. The Ritva answers that this Ruach Zenunim only affects people that are not Shleimim. But Rabbi Yochanan, just like the Gemara says over there, in the earlier the Gemara, it says that Rav Gittel also used to sit Ashari Tefillah, and they asked him, aren't you worried about the Yetzer Hara? And he says, Damen ba'apoy ki kaki chivri, they look like white geese in my eyes, I don't have any Yetzer Hara. So Rabbi Yochanan obviously also felt the same way, he didn't have a problem with his Yetzer Hara. Now, why is it that the pasuk of Shoifech Buz Al Nadivim is used over here in order to protect a person from the Ruach Zenunim? So the Marsha says that the pasuk of Shoifech Buz Al Nadivim is there to weaken the koyach of the Ruach Tavas Zenunim. Taiva is always Merumas in the Inyan of Mayim, and the Taiva also comes over here because she was Teveles B'mayim. And so we're basically saying Shoifech, we're going to spill out that Taiva Zenunim that came from the Isha who was Teveles B'mayim. Then he adds something. Before we explain what the Marsha adds, a beautiful Remez, we have to give a little bit of Hakdama. As we mentioned before, the second day of creation is the day in which things became divided. And one of the divisions that took place on that day was the division between the Mayim El Yoinim and the Mayim Atachtoinim. Hashem separated Bein HaMayim Asher Mitachas Lorkiya LeBein HaMayim Asher Me'al Lorkiya. And like we said, these two groups of water symbolize El Yoinim and Tachtoinim. In the Zohar HaKadosh, in Tikkuni HaZohar Yutes, it says that at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mavdal between the Elyonim and the Tachtoinim, the Mayim Elyonim, the Mayim Tachtoinim, the Mayim Tachtoinim said, Anan Be'inon Lameheve Kadam Malka. We want to be in front of the king, in front of Hashem. And the Zohar HaKadosh explains that because of that, the Mayim Atachtoinim, the water that's on this world, was Zoyche to be poured in front of Hashem as Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot. And in light of what we explained earlier, it makes a lot of sense that this would happen on Sukkot, because Sukkot is the time when we have the complete unity, the complete harmony between Elyonim and Tachtoinim. And even though, as we mentioned, the Shoyrish of Mayim in the Bria is really the Shoyrish of Taiva, during the Nisach Hamayim, we're misaken that Cherish of Taiva and use it for the Chuka, the great yearning and Taiva that the Mayim has to be Kara Malka in front of the king. And like the Tzofnes Panech says on Parshas Bereishis, he explains the Inyan of Nisach Hamayim in Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin, that the idea of Nisach Hamayim is to be Me'ore Tshuva. Because it says in the Pasuk, Shivchi Kamayim Libech Nechech Pnei Hashem. And a person is Chozer B'tshuva when he feels that yearning to be in front of Hashem, to be back united with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shivchi Kamayim, he says, just like the water goes back to its Shoyrish when we spill it into the holes in the Mizbech, it goes back to the Shitin, it goes back to its place, to its Shoyrish. Also, Shivchi Kamayim Libech, pour your heart and you reunite with Hashem. And that's why you see in the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Gimel, there are a lot of references to the idea of tshuva in the Simchas Beis HaSheva. Now Rashi in Parshas Pinchas, Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Yud Ches, brings the Chazal that it says in the Gemara in Tainis, Daf Beis Mebeis, that Nisach HaMayim is merumas in the Torah during the Parsha of Sukkis in three places. On the second day of Sukkis in Yom Sheni, it says the word V'niskehem with an extra mem. On the sixth day of Sukkis, it says Unasacheha with an extra yud. And on the seventh day of Sukkis, it says the word Kemishpatam with an extra mem. Since on the second day it's an extra mem, the sixth day is extra yud, and the seventh day an extra mem, we put it together and we have Mayim. In the Gur Aryeh, the Maral writes over there, why is it that the Nisach HaMayim is Merumas Dafka in these 3 days? He says the reason is because these 3 days, the second, the sixth, and the seventh, spell Beis Vav Zayin, and that's a remes to the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim that says, Mayim Rabim, Layuchlu L'chabes Esa Ava, etc. Im Yitein Ishes Kolhoin Beis Ba'ava, Boiz Yavuzuloi. The idea of the Mayim Rabim, the Ava that the Umas HaOlam may have cannot put out our Ava, and we use the word Boiz Yevuzeloi, a remes to the Nisach HaMayim, because our Ava is Merumas in Boiz in Beis Vav Zayin. Using the same 3 letters, we could explain our Gemara as well. We see that there's a certain Ruach Zununim that a person is confronted with, which happens when he meets the Isha that comes out of the mikvah, and that seems to be in his Oiris, like we saw in the Mefarshim, of a Taiva within the person. Since any Ruach Ra, we explained already, only comes when things are not united, when things are not integrated, when things are not part of the harmony and the unity of the Bria, the best way to get rid of a Ruach Ra is to use something which comes from Nisach HaMayim, because Nisach HaMayim is the ultimate unity in the Bria. And especially if the lack of unity is coming from a Ruach Zenunim, which is a Ruach Ra that comes from Taiva. Because the whole idea of the Mayim, the Nisach HaMayim that's creating unity, is to create unity through the Yisoid of Mayim, which we said is the Shoyrish of all Taiva. So we could say the Remez, Shoyfech Buz Al Nadivim. Buz is a Remez to the Beis Vav Zayin, the second, the sixth, and the seventh. And that is what the Marsha really says. He says, "Uberemes shoyfech buz tahainu b'shvichas mayim shenirmezu b'mei beiz vav zayin shal yimei achag." So the Marsha is really saying this remez, that Nisach HaMayim has the koyach to fight the koyach ha-taiva that is noilad from the Ruach Zenunim. Now, why is it that the Inyan of Nisach HaMayim is Merumas Dafka in these 3 days, in the second day, the sixth day, and the seventh day? So the second day is very clear, like we already explained, that the second day was the day that it was Chilek Maisav Umalach Alehen. So the Shoyrish of the concept that leads to Nisach HaMayim is the fact that there was a split between the two waters on the second day. So the second day is the first Nekuda that brings to Nisach HaMayim. The second Nekuda that brings to Nisach HaMayim is Yom Shishi. Because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Aleph that we mentioned earlier, that talks about Yom Sheni, that they used to say, Godel Hashem Mehula Ma'od, over there it says, what did they used to say on Yom Shishi? B'Shishi Hayu Omrim Hashem Moloch Geus Lavesh. Why? Al Shem Shegomer Malchusei Umoloch Aleihen. Because on Yom Shishi was the day of Bria Sa'adam. Adam has Bechira. So the second place after the Chiluk HaMayim on Yom Sheni, that one can see the apparent contradiction, the apparent divisiveness in the Bria, the place where it looks like Hashem is not running the show, is on Yom Shishi when man was created, because he has Bechira. And the purpose of giving man Bechira is in order that he could be Makir in the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be Mekabel his Malchus Meritzani HaToiv, and Be'ikr by Klal Yisrael, Kil Hashem HaMelucha U'Moishel Bagoyim. The Goyim says that Moishel is somebody that rules against the will of his subjects. But a melech ain't melech b'lei am. The people have to mekabel on themselves the malchus, and therefore the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave bechira to man is in order that we should be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. Shegomer malchusei u'malech aleihem. And of course, the shleimus of the concept of nisach hamayim comes on the seventh day, on Yom HaShabbos. The seventh day is the midah of malchus. It's the midah where everything becomes integrated and everything becomes fully united. And it's when we say Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos and are capable of seeing how everything plays its role in that great gilui of kvoid malchus shemayim. So the shofech buz al nedivim comes from beis, vav, and zayin, which helps us combat the ruach zenunim, the ruach ra that comes through taiva by using the mayim that we use on the seventh, on the second day, the sixth day, and the seventh day through the nisach hamayim. The Gemara says that Mechad b'Tamuz, from the first day of Tamuz ad Shitzer Bey, until the 16th day of Tamuz, Vaday Shchichi, the shade, who's called Ketiv Meriri, is Shchiach, and therefore you have to be careful during those days. Mikan ve'elach, from that point on, Safik Shchichi is Safik Loi Shchichi. It's a Safik whether the Ketiv Meriri is present or not. Now the fact that a shade like Ketiv Meriri would be around more during the time like Tamuz makes a lot of sense in light of everything we've discussed, because a time of Churban, the lack of the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Yesod of unity, is something that leads to Shadim. The only interesting thing is that the Mechaber in Simen Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Yud Ches, it says as follows. He says, Tzorech li zoher mi shiva asar b'tamuz ad tishabav. He says, you should be careful from shiva asar b'tamuz until tishabav shle leilech yechidi, to not walk around by yourself. Me'ar b'shoiz ad tesha shoiz. Mishum shebehem ketev meriri shoylet. Now the Bir Alocha says right over there, he says, Ulefi mashemavur b'psachim kufir alef m'beiz. Yoyser yesh li zoher b'mechad b'tamuz ad shitzer. Devadei shchichi. It makes more sense to be careful during the time from Aleph Tamuz until Shitzer, until the 16th day of Tamuz, unlike what the Mechaber is saying, that you should be careful from Shiva Asar B'Tamuz until Tisha B'Av. Because like our Gemara says, from Shiva Asar B'Tamuz until Tisha B'Av, it's only a suffix whether that shade is Shchiach or not. The reason why it's only a suffix from Shiva Asar B'Tamuz until Tisha B'Av, whether Ketiv Meriri is prevalent or not, is because although this is a time of Churban, but as Reb Tzadik HaKoyen says in the Pri Tzadik, in Parshas Devarim and in other places, that the time of the Bein HaMitzarim, from Shiva Asar B'Tamuz until Tisha B'Av, is a time of potential closeness with Hashem more than other times. He brings down from the Rebbe, the Mizrach HaMagid, that the Pasuk in Eicha says, called Reifeha Hisiguha Bein HaMitzarim, which means that all of those that pursued Klal Yisrael were able to catch up to them. Bein HaMitzarim, a place where there's no outlet, there's no place further to walk. So they got cornered. He says there's a play on words, Kol Roideifka. Instead of Kol Roifeha, Kol Roideifka, anybody who's running after Hashem, Hisigua, can find the Shechina Bein HaMitzarim, between the Mitzarim, meaning Shiva Asar B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av, because the energy for the Geula lies in this time. It's brought down that, like Moshe Rabbeinu says in Parashat Shmos, he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what should I tell them? What is the shame that will generate the Geula? And he says, Ekya Shalachani Aleichem. Ekya is the Lashon, Aleph Hey Yud Hey is the shame that brings to the Geula. And the shame that brings the Geula is Begematria 21. It's the 21 days from Shiva Asar B'Tamuz until Tisha B'Av. And that's why Shiva Asar B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av are always on the same day that Pesach is, because this is a time that the seeds for the Geula have already been planted. As we know, when the Oyiv came into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they found the Kruvim were Me'urim Zebezeh, they were hugging each other. Usually, it says that whenever Klal Yisrael's Oysim Ritzonish Shal Mokim, then the Kruvim face each other. Whenever they're not Oysim Ritzonish Shal Mokim, then they face away from each other. Yet, when the Oyiv came in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they found them actually hugging each other, because there is a tremendous closeness that Hashem has during that Kufa, and since HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shoyfei Chamosei, al etzim va'avonim, the time of Churban was a greater closeness, because that's really what allows for Klal Yisrael to still exist, and ultimately it's going to bring to the Geula Shlema. So since the seeds for Geula are planted during this Tkufa, it could be that there's a suffix whether Keter Meriri is Shchiach. Before that, in the days leading up to Churban, the anticipation of Churban is much worse, because all we have is the Richuk. But once the Churban happens, and Hashem shows that He doesn't destroy us, it's only the Eitzim Ba'avanim, it's only the Beis HaMikdash, then there's a greater display of love, and the seeds of the Geula itself are being planted. It says, Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av, and we see that when we say in the Haggadah, we ask Hashem, Kein Hashem Elokeinu Yagienu L'Mayadim V'L'Rgolim Acherim. So it's brought down that Mayadim and Rgolim Acherim refer to the days of Shivasar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av that eventually are going to become Yomim Toivim. And during the interim, in between Tisha B'Av and Shivasar B'Tammuz, we're going to have Chol HaMoed. So these are days that potentially have tremendous kirva to Hashem, even though we don't see it now. It's brought down that the pasuk lo oisei nifloiz gedolos levadoi. The word levadoi is the way Hashem runs the world on His own, and levadoi is begematria membeis, because there's a shame membeis, the shame that's merumas in the ana b'koyach that we say. That shame is also one of the shames that brings about to geula, and that is a reference to the ekya asher ekya, when you take the two ekyas that bring about the geula. So of course you put together 21 and 21. You get 42, it's the shame membeis of Ana B'Koyach that brings about the Geula, which is of course why we read the membeis masois during the Yemei Bein HaMitzarim, the membeis masois of Parshas Masei. So although it is a time of Churban, and there's definitely a strong tzad that the Keter Meriri is Shchiach, but there is a tzad that he's not Shchiach, and that's what this suffix means. A person could connect to the tremendous spiritual energies that lie in that Kufa. May Hashem bring us the Geula Shleim of Meher V'Yameinu.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.